Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Yes, it's the weekend, I guess. I guess it is. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we're going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It's been an interesting day. It's been an interesting afternoon. Kyrie Irving wants to be traded from the Brooklyn Nets. Hello, surprise. Derek Carr and the, I want to call them the Oakland Raiders so bad, but they're in Vegas right now. Derek Carr and the Vegas Raiders, man, they're just bleeding along because the Raiders are going to Raider. And so the two teams that wear black and white and silver and black and just black, in a simpler form, they're just crap. They're garbage. There ain't no Tom Brady to come through and save the Raiders. Sorry, maybe Aaron Rodgers will. And we know that guy is a ticking time bomb of disaster. And then if you go to Brooklyn, New York, the corner of Flatbush and Atlantic, where the Barclays Center is, it's like Kyrie Irving, like, I don't want to be here no more. Y'all ain't going to pay me, trade me, bye. And some of the reports are absolutely hilarious. Kevin Durant also surprised that Kyrie Irving wants out. Kevin Durant is sitting in rehab right now, trying to strengthen his knee to play basketball in a couple of weeks. And then the next thing you know, Kyrie's like, I don't want to be here. These two guys were a package deal. This lets you know that there's no loyalty. Nowhere on earth. Nowhere. Hey, Shep, what's the percentages of marriages that work? 50%?
Keeps going up in favor of marriages not working. So over 50% end up in divorce. Yep.
Oh, crap. So more than 50% of our marriages are crap. My apologies to the people who happen to be listening to me right now with their partner. But I hope your marriage works out. It's unlikely, though.
But, JR, there was no honeymoon with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. That's the problem. They never even had a sweet moment together.
I hope they didn't have a sweet moment, but that's none of my business.
Jared, this has been one of the biggest disappointing duos, given their level of talent, that we've seen in our lifetime.
It is, and you can blame injuries for it. These two guys got together, and there's no loyalty. In 2019, they were a package deal. Kyrie and Kevin Durant go to Brooklyn. Kevin Durant off of an injury. When they are actually both healthy, then boom, there we go. And maybe things would have been different if we didn't have a pandemic, but it came through. And a pandemic whooped everybody's ass. I don't care who you are, the pandemic whooped your ass. How you came out of it is up to you, but it whooped your ass. We're not going to see Kyrie and Durant. Kevin Durant reportedly was surprised and shocked at what took place this afternoon. Can you be? Ask everybody with the Boston Celtics. Kyrie said, man, I want to stick around here forever. No, he didn't. He Oh, I had life. Life came through. It hit me fast like a Snickers commercial, and I had to leave. Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, and he's hurt. Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, and he doesn't want to play. Kyrie Irving goes to Brooklyn. He doesn't want to get the shot. Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, and he's just like, yeah, well, I want to go to my sister's birthday party. And then the Brooklyn Nets go, man, how the hell are we supposed to give you $200 million over the next 4 years when you don't even show up to work? And then Kyrie was just like, okay, y'all can't trade me. Okay, I'll opt into my contract. He opted in. He's been averaging 27, 28 points per game with no Durant. He's showing everybody, yeah, I can still play. Y'all don't want me, trade me. You ain't going to pay me, trade me. And it's also been reported that teams are reluctant to give him a long-term extension. What a shock. It's also been said that teams are more interested in, guess who, Kevin Durant. If the Brooklyn Nets had more than five fans, I'd feel sorry for them. But the Brooklyn Nets really only have five fans. Who occupies that building? I have no idea. I know this for sure. The Brooklyn Nets have been walking on eggshells this entire offseason into this season. And then they had to suspend Kyrie for a couple of weeks because he was sending out videos on, what's that thing called, Amazon, that just are anti-Semitic. Sean Marks, the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, this guy has his work cut out for him. He talked about Kyrie's future a long time ago. Listen to this crap.
Look, I think that's something we've been discussing and we will continue to debrief on and discuss throughout this offseason. And it's honestly not just Kyrie. I mean, you bring Kyrie up, but we have decisions to make on a variety of different free agents throughout our roster. We haven't had any of those discussions yet, so it'd be unfair for me to comment on, you know, how it looks with us and Kyrie, because to be quite frank, he has some decisions to make on his own. So he has to look at what he's going to do with his player option and so forth like that. But I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
But Kyrie Irving don't want that. He wanted to be paid. And we know what he did after Sean Marks made those statements. He opted into his deal. Kyrie Irving is making $36 million this season. And because the Brooklyn Nets don't want to give him a contract extension, Kyrie Irving pulled his card and said, okay, I want out. You can trade me now and get something in return, or you can wait until the offseason and you can get absolutely nothing. The Brooklyn Nets are a bunch of suckers. And this is what happens in professional sports. Hey, the ball player can get a hold of you, you're done. You're cooked. And realistically, who would want Kyrie Irving? We had a call, Yvonne from Miami. He's like, oh, yeah, Miami Heat, get Kyrie Irving. Oh, my. Man, Kyrie Irving ain't changing nothing for the Miami Heat. Nothing. My friends in Dallas, what's up to all my folks in Dallas, Texas? Hey, oh, my God, we get Kyrie Irving. Man, we get Luka Doncic and Kyrie. Luka Doncic will be looking at that man going, man, pass me the ball. Give me the basketball. What's all this behind your back? Not give me the ball. I personally believe it would be a waste of time for Kyrie Irving to go to the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks need a secondary scorer and a secondary option who understands he is a secondary option. That's not Kyrie Irving. He's not pulling them closer to a championship. I'm sorry. And most people probably understand this. The best place for Kyrie Irving to go isn't necessarily a familiar setting. But it would bring things full circle for Kyrie Irving. That would be reuniting with LeBron James. Can we just hit the button? Push the button? Yeah, like in Rush Hour. I think it was Rush Hour 3. Push the button. Yeah, push the bleeping, but push the button. Yeah, why are you being scared? Push the button. This is what the world has been waiting on since the summertime. This is what makes the NBA absolutely great and hilarious and nauseating all at the same time. Push the button. If there's any place that Kyrie Irving is going to go, and I believe he would have a chance of acting like a decent person, a decent basketball player, showing up to work, I believe there would be a sense of accountability to LeBron James. The same guy that Kyrie Irving no longer wanted to play with when they were still in Cleveland. The same guy who ultimately apologized for wanting to leave LeBron James. The same dude who helped LeBron James win a championship with one of the most important three-pointers in NBA Finals history. This is the time to make things right. Kyrie Irving isn't getting any younger, right? What did Kyrie Irving win before LeBron James showed up right back home in Cleveland? Nothing. I'm going to get my numbers. I'm going to get my stats. And LeBron James comes back and they are a championship contender. Kyrie Irving is going to turn 31 years old in a few months. He's going to be 31. What do you think? The small guard is supposed to improve as he gets older? This guy has already been hurt. He gonna get smacked around some more. I can see the decline pretty fast in a few years, 3 or 4. Going to the Los Angeles Lakers is an ideal situation for everybody. LeBron James even tweeted out the eyeball emoji. Yeah, the watching emoji. I see what's going on emoji. Hey, think about what I'm looking at emoji. Tristan Thompson is running around, and who cares about Tristan Thompson? But he's on social media. He's on television going, well, you know what this means. It makes the most sense. The Los Angeles Lakers are going nowhere. They're going to the play-in tournament to be eliminated. Anthony Davis might be watching from the bench or he might be playing basketball, but the Lakers are going nowhere as they are currently constructed. You don't think LeBron James, and we saw him on his hands and his knees this past Saturday against the Celtics, you don't think LeBron James is kind of pushing and nudging and going, get this man here? You don't think it's implied that, please, get this man here? Give him a contract extension. Please allow me, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, to try to play basketball and win a championship over the next 2 or 3 years while I'm still active. Push the button. I don't see another team, another scenario where Kyrie Irving would make sense. You could send him to Dallas. You can send him to Miami. I had folks joking with me, and they were only joking because it's not realistic. I had people telling me, oh, man, send Kyrie Irving to the New York Knicks. It would be funny if it happened, but it ain't. Send Kyrie to Los Angeles. He didn't want to be the sidekick to LeBron James. He didn't want to be the little brother. Kyrie Irving wanted his own team. Well, he attempted to play with Kevin Durant, and neither one of these guys could be healthy. And when they were, Kyrie didn't want to play. Push the button. The NBA is nothing like just a modern day soap opera. Days of Our Lives. It's a novella. It's a soap opera. It's General Hospital. It's The Young and the Restless. It's The Rich and the Ballin'. How about that? I came up with that myself. Probably a terrible name, but I came up with it. This is the fun part. That every day you can wake up and you're going to get a story. The trade deadline is less than a week away. Somebody has to move. Somebody has to blink. Somebody has to go. And the guy who will be going is Kyrie Irving. And if you're the Lakers, it's very simple. Push the button. I can't see or imagine a situation becoming better than this, especially for a Los Angeles Lakers team that is going absolutely nowhere as currently constructed. Is Kyrie worth it for your team? I don't think so. I don't believe so. But he's worth it for the Lakers. You might as well go all in while you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James under contract. It's not too late to turn the season around. It's not too late to swing for another championship. I got a simple question. Would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? If you're the Phoenix Suns and you have almost tasted a championship, if you're the Miami Heat, if you have almost tasted a championship, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, and yeah, sure, you didn't go to a championship, but you have been close. If you have almost tasted one, would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Or is Kyrie Irving just a bad idea? And a $200 million investment, a bad one, waiting to happen. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kyrie Irving, the basketball player. Good idea or bad idea? If I'm the Lakers, I ain't got no choice. I'm taking him, and I hope he's going to be a good idea. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Push the button.
What are you doing?
I'm just playing, play along. Come on, push the button.
Yeah, come on, push your button.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I gotta tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I gotta tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, last hour I told you about a fight that we actually did see in the NBA. With the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Orlando Magic, they had a basketball game tonight in Minneapolis. Who was paying attention to that? You'd have to be a fan of both teams. But ultimately, the Magic beat the Timberwolves on the road, 127-120. We had five players ejected as a result of Mo Bamba and Doc Rivers' son, Austin Rivers. They were out there throwing hands. You know, Mo Bamba was on the bench. Austin Rivers, he took a jump shot. He took objection to something that was said on the bench. And the next thing you know, we have barely 6'4" Austin Rivers throwing legitimate hands with 7-foot Mo Bamba. We had five players ejected. Sure, Mo Bamba and Austin Rivers are not stars. But at this point, I'll take the ass whoopings and fisticuffs where I can find them. And speaking of fisticuffs, we know that last night while I was here on air, Donovan Mitchell and Dylan Brooks got into it in Cleveland. Cleveland Cavaliers, they decided to go out there and smack around the Memphis Grizzlies. Dylan Brooks wanted to smack Donovan Mitchell in the groin. And after a little bit of pushing and shoving and tossing, there were no punches thrown. But Dylan Brooks, he has been suspended one game. And Donovan Mitchell, he just got a fine. $20,000, nothing to Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell threw the ball at him after getting punched in the you-know-what, and he also threw him to the ground. So I would consider this a W for Donovan Mitchell. And Dylan Brooks, it's a W for him too. He's missing a game. He's going to miss some money. But one day, pretty soon, if Dylan Brooks does not chill out, Dylan Brooks will get punched in the face. The face. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the heels of the news this afternoon that Kyrie Irving wants out from Brooklyn after, well, 3 years at this point of ups and downs and mostly downs and controversies. Would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Is Kyrie Irving good enough to win you a championship? But the talent would say, yes, he is. Is the situation good enough to win you a championship? I only see one team worth it, and that's the Lakers. Outside of the Los Angeles Lakers, I would not touch Kyrie if I were the Mavs. I would not touch Kyrie if I were the Heat. I wouldn't go anywhere near this guy. I would leave him wherever the hell he wants to go. I wouldn't trade for him. But the Brooklyn Nets are really pretty much going to have no choice unless the Brooklyn Nets string this out some more and allow him to play the rest of the season and let him walk. That would be hilarious. That would be the Brooklyn Nets sticking it to him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Lynn is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. Hey, I'm still listening every night, man. I ain't went nowhere. It sounds like the fines.
Oh, man, your phone's stinks,
giving us
Lynn.
Excitement.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sorry, JR. Can you still
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Quickly. Go ahead. Quickly.
I'm sorry. You know I'm a truck driver. Let me get to the point. Yes, I want Kyrie. I'm a Laker fan. And right now, we got Westbrook. He ain't doing nothing. And we're paying him a lot of money. I'd rather overpay on Kyrie, at least. I'll go buy a ticket for that. I ain't going to see no Westbrook. But I'll buy for Kyrie. So, yes, come to the Lakers.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn, for calling from San Diego. That makes sense. That's the only team that makes sense. Bill is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Would you want Kyrie Irving on your team, Bill?
Absolutely not. As I told your call screener, I think you ought to devote one of your next Wednesday night lists to the most annoying people in sports. And I guarantee you Kyrie would be probably two, your first three on the list. This guy is tiresome to listen to year after year complaining about something. And you're right. The Lakers are a perfect landing spot because what NBA franchise has more drama year in and year out than the L.A. Lakers? It's a perfect fit because he's a Kardashian in a basketball uniform. It drives me nuts, man.
Wouldn't he help them? You don't think Kyrie Irving could help the Los Angeles Lakers win a championship?
No, he can, but it's a perfect place for him to be there. That's where he can have his drama there. Nobody's going to touch him, but he'd be a perfect fit for L.A. for the very reason he's leaving Brooklyn.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for calling. Thank you, Bill, for calling from Houston. When I think about Kardashians that have played in the NBA, we actually do have Kardashians who have played in the NBA. There's Chris Humphries, formerly married to Kim Kardashian. There is Lamar Odom, formerly married to, Shep, what's her name?
Khloe?
Khloe. I was going to say Chewbacca. Khloe Kardashian. And then wasn't there somebody else? No.
Simmons, I believe, with
Ben Simmons was with one of
the Jenners, I believe.
I'm gonna get canceled, Chap.
Why?
Caitlyn Jenner, right?
You are correct. Yes.
So, but didn't one of Bruce Jenner's daughters? One of Bruce Jenner's daughters.
Yeah,
the older one,
Kendall.
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner used to be with Ben Simmons.
Correct, and she made that. Remember, she made that Pepsi commercial, and it got a.
No.
You just don't remember it. It put a lot of people in a lot of hot water.
I remember that. Why?
Because it wasn't. It was a very deaf tone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then also, Devin Booker from the Suns also was with a Jenner, right?
Yes.
So if you want to put Kyrie Irving on the Los Angeles Lakers, I must tell you, officially, unofficially, dating, married, Kyrie Irving wouldn't be the first Kardashian because at some point they have talked to a lot of NBA players. And then I feel like James Harden has been Kardashian adjacent. He's friends with, what's that guy's name, the musician from Houston, Astroworld, Travis Scott, who has a child with, Shep, who's the one from the Pepsi commercial?
Well, no, that's Kendall. I don't think Kendall's a mom. Either
who's,
you're talking
who's
about
who's the one that had the baby with
you're talking about the oldest Kardashian?
No, there's a
Kylie.
Jenner that
Kylie,
had a
then.
Child.
Yeah, Kendall's I don't believe has ever had a child.
But
Kylie's the one.
Who's the one who had the child with Travis Scott?
I'm pretty sure that's either Kourtney Kardashian or
no, not Kourtney.
Okay, then it's definitely Kylie Jenner. It wasn't Kendall.
Oh my God.
You know, JR, in fairness.
What? Like, there's a difference between them?
I'm not talking about that kind of fairness. I think the Kardashians are what they are. We all know what they are, and I'll take.
Go ahead, tell me what are they?
No, they the Kardashians were born on third base. They had a rich father who was a very successful
lawyer.
Litigator.
Hi, OJ.
Yeah.
Say hi to OJ.
He was part of that Johnny Cochran dream team.
Hi, OJ.
Kim Kardashian makes a tape, and for all those imagining at home, and it was what was really one of the first sex tapes that went viral, if you will, and that's their claim to fame. And ever since then, they've had a reality show going for nearly 20 years. That is the definition of talking about nothing but having perks. Having access to things that 99.99% of people will never have and have the privilege of doing so. So to me, they live in a fantasy world, and it's a distraction to the rest of us, but they really serve no purpose other than just numb and very low-thinking entertainment.
Oh.
That's the truth. Now, JR, now what I will say—
well, let's ask Kanye West how he feels about that.
So what I will say—now, remember, Kanye West— is dealing with a situation where he got to fame really quickly. I don't think he had a lot of mentors in his life. We know he tragically lost his mom. It didn't seem like he had a strong surrounding culture, you know, in his stratosphere. If you do look at the Lakers and you do look at the Saints, Reggie was with Kim when they won the Super Bowl
Reggie
with Sean
Bush,
Payton.
Reggie Bush with Kim Kardashian.
And you know what? Reggie Bush was one of the best players on that Super Bowl team that made that run for New Orleans. And New Orleans before that never made Super Bowl runs. So credit to him for that. And then we know Lamar Odom was a sixth man of the year, a two-time NBA champion. He was big on that team against the Magic, and he was even bigger against the Celtics in 2010. And so if you have the right infrastructure and culture, you don't have to be, you know, fall succumb to the Kardashian curse.
So bottom line is, if you're a professional athlete, stay away from the Kardashians and the Jenners. Reggie Bush, Chris Humphreys, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom almost died.
He did, but if
Tristan Thompson, we didn't even mention Tristan Thompson.
Well, Tristan Thompson does a lot of running around.
What does that mean?
It means that someone who's his girlfriend and his wife is only that on paper, not in actuality. Tristan Thompson has a lot of wandering eyes. And he seems like a lovely guy, and he seems very charismatic, and he's obviously had a successful
Canadian.
NBA career.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian. He's well spoken. He's been a great interview, but his eyes wander a lot.
Oh.
So okay. I don't feel bad for him.
Oh. All right. Well, listen. You heard it here from Shep. If you're Kyrie Irving, go to the Lakers, but stay away from them Kardashians and Jenners or whatever they are. Whatever Bruce Jenner did, stay away from that man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I said that part. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Would you want Kyrie Irving on your team? Is he a good idea? Is he a bad idea? We're going to get into Derek Carr. Derek Carr wants to be paid as well. We got a lot to do. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to Derek Carr at the top of the hour. I want to talk some football, some NFL. And we actually learned today that the Denver Broncos made it official. Sean Payton is their next head coach. And we talked about this several days ago, but tonight, this evening, the Denver Broncos released a statement. Their CEO, Greg Penner, saying that Sean Payton is an outstanding leader and Super Bowl champion with a brilliant offensive mind. He shares our commitment to winning championships for Broncos country, and we are excited to welcome him as our new head coach. And I said this earlier this week. I will say it again now. The Denver Broncos cannot be worse than what they displayed last year. Garbage. No offensive line. Russell Wilson running for his life, making terrible decisions, injuries to their key running back. I mean, their offensive weapons, it was just disastrous. They are going to score more than 16 points a game this upcoming year with Sean Payton. Are they going to go to the playoffs? That is to be seen. But you can't get any worse than what they just did. Massive improvement for the Denver Broncos. Congratulations to them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chaz is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how we doing?
I can only speak for myself. I'm okay.
Me too. So okay, about the Kyrie thing, right? So if he goes to the Lakers, I don't see how they can share all the shots between those three superstars they got. Like back in Cleveland, he had LeBron, and they only had two with Kevin Love sprinkling a couple threes in there here and there. But if they got Kyrie, AD, and LeBron, who's playing out of his mind right now, respectfully, it's just hard for them to even do anything. But then again, Anthony Davis is a glass house whenever he starts playing, and it's really hard to predict if he's going to be healthy, so it's nice to get a little second superstar in there.
No, absolutely. Well, here's the deal. First of all, you want to accumulate as much talent as you can, and then
Agreed.
You figure out the shot distribution later. Absolutely, everybody would have to sacrifice a little bit. The thing is, as you mentioned, going through the regular season, there'd be no thoughts or concerns for the Lakers outside of getting into the postseason. And then when you actually get there, when the game slows down, it's give the ball to the hot hand. We know LeBron James is going to command the offense. Kyrie would be secondary. You think about Anthony Davis, he would be the third option down low on the block outside. And then you pretty much work from there.
He's a great third option.
Well, he is, but he'd be the most versatile third option because he's the guy who could operate from the outside or inside. And so I'm not necessarily worried about their shot distribution. These dudes, for the most part, they're vets. LeBron James is the ultimate vet. Kyrie Irving has also won a championship. He's about to be 31. And Anthony Davis is pretty much in the same boat. And he knows his lot in life. He would be the third option. He'd be the third wheel. And why wouldn't Anthony Davis accept that? This is the same Anthony Davis who years ago said, oh, yeah, I took my contract extension because I've been injury prone. So what is he supposed to say now? Oh, yeah, you bring in Kyrie, I'm going to complain about my shots? I don't think anybody of the three would complain about their shots. They would actually be relieved that you have three stars on one team that are all capable of, quote-unquote, going out there and getting it at any moment, at any time, with the basketball in their hands. That's amazing. Ralph is calling from Miami. Ralph, yes or no? Yes or no? Would you take Kyrie Irving on your team?
No. I would not take him on the Miami Heat. Well, if you realize there, since the beginning, as you can see, Terry has a lot of baggage. To be honest with you, I feel like right now he's starting to act like Uncle Drew right now because the role that he played in that movie. Because if you look at every team that he will go to, he's going to want to be the main option. And by him wanting to be the main option, he's going to bring a lot of drama to that team. And even if he goes to the Lakers, I could see the end of the season is going to work out for them. But next year is going to be a whole new drama show for the Lakers again when it comes to Kyrie. Because I just see he's just so self-centered. As long as he could be a good team player for the Heat, he will have to be a team player because he's going to get into scuffle with Udonis. He's going to be into scuffles with Jimmy Butler. All of this situation is going to cause a negative impact for the Heat where the Heat will go downhill really fast, to be honest.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. I don't see Kyrie Irving feeling like he has to be the number one option. I don't see that. And he doesn't, in that regard, he doesn't have leverage as to where he goes. It's just a matter of whether a team would want him. Do you want Kyrie Irving as a rental? And why would Kyrie Irving want to enter into that space? If I'm Kyrie, I want to go to a team that I feel is going to sign me and agree to a contract extension, whether it's 3 years or 4 years. Give me my $40 to $50 million per year for 3 or 4 years and let me play basketball. And if you are a team, you understand that you're taking that risk. That's why there aren't a million teams just kind of jumping up to trade for him. We saw this in the offseason already. You have to be a team that's desperate. You have to be a team that feels that you can, quote unquote, keep things under control. You have to be a team that is absolutely going for a title. And I think the only team that fits that bill, it's LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Sean is calling from Mississippi. Go ahead, Sean.
JR, good to talk to you again. You hit a lot of points I was going to say. The first of the season, my thing was that Brooklyn should have got on the phone, dealt Kyrie for Westbrook, put Kyrie back with LeBron. AD and LeBron have both had injury issues. So nobody's a three because all three of them might not be out there at one time anyway. And then what's Brooklyn going to lose by taking Westbrook? And it's like one person trades their hefty bag for another because they're both big salaries.
No, I hear you. The thing for the Brooklyn Nets heading into this year, they were kind of backed into a corner, especially with the Kevin Durant trade request at the same time that Kyrie was just like, oh, yeah, I want to explore a sign and trade as well. The Brooklyn Nets had to try to make something out of nothing, and they tried to stretch it out for so long, and within reason. It would have been reasonable if the Brooklyn Nets said, well, let's complete this season and then we'll look into a contract extension. But Kyrie Irving has been healthy. He's played. He's played at a high level. And now he's pulled his card and he's just like, well, no, now's the time. Not the off season, now. And to a small degree, I can't blame him for being out here flexing. I really can't. Like, if you wield the power, and yeah, Kyrie Irving has been a jerk about it. There isn't one city or one town or one team that Kyrie has played for where he hasn't been a jerk. I saw 10-year-olds in Boston stomping on his jersey before their game against the Celtics a couple of days ago. Like, you're that hated? Well, you got kids stomping on your jersey? Big Dog is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
Yes.
Great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm a homer. And so that means I was here when Sean won Super Bowl for the Saints. Sean's a great coach. I think maybe some of the comments earlier in the week weren't that accurate as far as his future, as far as the NFL coach was concerned. But I don't want to focus on that.
I don't know.
I agree with you. I agree with you when you say him to the Lakers is the best case scenario. See, I'm old school. As I said, I remember Showtime. And I remember what that Lakers team was like at that point with those stellar athletes. Kobe and the Lakers were another great scenario. I think you put Kyrie back with LeBron, it's Showtime 2023.
Okay. I don't know if I want to go that far given LeBron's age, and we know he's performing to a different level, but it would be the best-case scenario for the Lakers. What do the Lakers have to lose? What do the Los Angeles Lakers have to lose? They are going absolutely nowhere as it stands right now. The Los Angeles Lakers have been trying to get rid of Russell Westbrook. Where are they going with Russell Westbrook? Nowhere. Last night, I saw Patrick Beverley miss two free throws that would help seal the game. He missed both of them, and they still won. Where are they going with Patrick Beverley? Nowhere. The two best players on the Lakers, we know their names. It's LeBron James and it's Anthony Davis. They just brought in Rui Hachimura as an ancillary piece. He ain't too shabby. If you were to go ahead and bring in Kyrie Irving, the biggest thing that you'd have to worry about is depth. That'll always be the case for the Lakers as long as they have both Anthony Davis and LeBron James. It's a match made in heaven. Or hell. That's why LeBron James tweeted out eyeball emojis. Put Kyrie on the Lakers. Give us a story and make the Lakers relevant. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some NFL. Who's going to be traded there? I'll tell you on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.